The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Welcome back to Drop Rate. My name is Kyle Paletto, and on this Drop Rate mini, Sifter reviewer Naomi Jackson is talking Memento, a cozy unpacking puzzler with a lot of heart. Before we get into the review, let's find out what's making the news this week with the top stories on Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly news podcast.
Hi, I'm Kat John.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Here are the top stories this week on Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly news podcast for Sunday, the 2nd of August.
GTA Online bans in-game gambling for Aussies. Let's get gambling banned. Full stop. Next.
Viral social game Mecha Chameleon has a rough week with dodgy malware maps and a Discord hack.
And jilted PlayStation fans plan to turn off PS5s to protest the end of physical discs.
Plus, we give you a preview of the most interesting games that are releasing this week.
You can get every episode of Walkthrough for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website sifter.com.au every Sunday.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
As a game that aims to successfully include not only unpacking an organization, but also puzzles, plus a multi-layer story that shifts depending on the items you choose to unveil, Memento is very ambitious. But this ambition has paid off marvelously. Memento's mechanics packaged with excellent, detailed art combined to create an immaculate, cozy vibe. As lapping waves peaked at me over soft sand, warm morning rays shimmered through an open window, illuminating a letter that sat unopened on a small coffee table. Soft piano notes set a scene that felt like a fresh beginning. Although I had no physical form in the game, its environments allowed me to experience each stage of life. As a tiny dino finished bobbling along a loading screen, I was introduced to my first room out of the 17 that I would come across, a child's playroom. I eagerly started to explore its contents while I learned my motor skills, in this case the ability to pick up items, place and rearrange them, and read notes and letters. Yes, I'm a child genius. I could also pick a few specific items from a small selection of two or three that would be included in the room and alter the future. Although these are each simple mechanics, there has been obvious time spent choosing the specific items that are included in each room and crafting the detailed story they each tell. Rubik's Cubes, Etch-a-Sketches, Tamagotchis, all these items and more could be used in fun ways that enhance the sense of wonder I was experiencing. I would say that Memento is an evolved version of unpacking. Once I'd looked at and read some mandatory story items and selected a memento that would shape my experience, I could start taking things out of boxes. While I could leave it at that and simply unbox every item, I had the most fun with room organization. Each room starts out quite messy. Picture frames could be straightened, rubbish thrown in bins, and every book arranged from big to small. I could do as much or as little as I wanted, as long as every item was placed. This love for organization also helped me with Memento's genius puzzles. Each room has a list of them, and the only hint you're given to their solutions is their name. You can look at this list as soon as you enter a room, or do what I did and organize the room first to see if you can figure out which items may need to interact on your own. These puzzles allow for play just as much as the interactive items I mentioned earlier do. missions where I needed to organize animal toys in their cages or dolls in a dollhouse reminded me of my childhood. When I moved on to teenage life, organizing a bunch of books felt like homework, and in more adult places, cleaning up mugs and cutlery was a little too real. Over Memento's journey, every relationship is celebrated. Queer couples, enemies to lovers, friends, but the main focus is family. Through items and puzzles, I was told a beautiful, overarching story about upbringing and grief. Dartboards and trash bins were used to show big emotions, such as hate and regret. All the while, memories glowed from their boxes like candlelight, waiting to illuminate me to their contents. And no matter how hard they were to read, sometimes you need to open things up to be able to properly put them away. While Memento lets you choose your own adventure, it is only once you see the game through to each of its 6 endings that you can see its true finish and roll credits. With no option to skip the levels I'd already mastered, reaching these endings did become tedious after about my 3rd playthrough. By the time I was aiming to find the final path to the 6th, I was trashing houses and ripping item after item out of their boxes to progress through the game as quickly as I could. Thankfully, the developers have just added an update with a new mode to help look for those ending paths, and further updates are on their roadmap to make the initial levels more replayable. I really do appreciate the effort they're going to listen to feedback and continue evolving the game and the cozy genre. When dealing with grief, there is always a point where you need to tidy up and keep going with life. So I'm glad to stop reminiscing over these tedious memories. But my fun continues with Memento's creative mode that offers a fantastic room decorator with so many options to play with, as well as every item unlocked in the main game. I would love to see a user-made level option in the future for more tidying and puzzles.
This has been Drop Rate by Sifter. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the theme music. Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Kat Jahn, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer. If you want to let us know your thoughts on Memento, head to Sifter HQ on all platforms, or join our Discord at sifter.com.au/discord. I'm Kyle Paletto. I'll catch you on the next episode of Drop Rate.
Hey there, Gianni here on Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Mina Shamali from ABC Classics Game Show joins us once again to go back through the best soundtracks of 2025, and there might be a theme that connects them all.
It could be that composers are unafraid to write songs and bring lyrics to the foreground. You see it with a few dimensions, the few of these scores you're going to hear today. And not that it wasn't always the case, but I feel like composers have become more fearless around this. And I'm quite enjoying that because it expands what it means to be a video game score.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can watch it on YouTube or head to our website, sifter.com.au.